The one thing that I would have done instead of chemo here, and is now based on new ASCO guidelines, is discussed with her the use of a bisphosphonate. Because we now have guidelines based on a large meta-analysis that the use of a bisphosphonate not only helps counteract the bone loss from the aromatase inhibitor, but actually decreases a woman's chance of dying at 10 years. So it improves overall survival because of this impact on the bone marrow microenvironment.
So what are the situations where you're offering slash recommending a bisphosphonate?
Well, I'm doing a baseline bone density test in all of the patients who are going on. I'm only recommending it in my postmenopausal patients because that's where the vast majority of benefit has been seen in the randomized clinical trials and in hormone receptor positive. If a patient has a normal bone density, I'm a little more reticent to recommend a bisphosphonate, although I think ASCO guidelines say that it should be discussed with patients regardless of bone density. I'm not so sure of that because there are some side effects from the bisphosphonates, you know.
So what about risk? Does that affect the recommendation?
Risk of recurrence, yes. So lymph node positive disease, of course, I'm going to be a little more heavy-handed in my discussion.
So how long have you been doing that, incidentally?
So I've been discussing the data since the days of the ABCSG study where the addition of zoledronic acid to endocrine therapy was shown to improve survival. This was years ago now. Then out came the Azure data that looked negative. So then I had to go back to all my patients and say, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And then this is why we follow patients so long in our practice.